This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both houses of parliament witnessed multiple adjournments on the first day of the monsoon session today amid protest by opposition parties over various issues, including NEET paper leak case. Later, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day at 11 a.m., the House paid tributes to six of its former members who passed away recently. The House also paid tributes to Father Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Sani. After obituary reference, when the Speaker tried to take up the question hour, the opposition members, including from the Congress and Samajwadi Party, raised the issue of paper leak of NEET examination. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House and maintain decorum, but the opposition members continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the House till 12 noon. When the Lok Sabha met after the sixth adjournment at 3 p.m., similar situation prevailed in the House, forcing the chair to finally adjourn the House for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed multiple adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. The House today witnessed six adjournments over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, the proceedings began at 11 a.m. with the oath of the newly elected members. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal today introduced the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. The bill aims to further amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Earlier, speaking to media ahead of the commencement of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed hope that the monsoon session will be as productive as the monsoon itself, saying that both play an important role in the nation's progress and the well-being of its people.
मॉनसून हो या मॉनसून सत्र अगर दोनों प्रोएक्टिव हो तो बहुत ही प्रोडक्टिव होते हैं और दोनों को प्रोडक्टिव होते हैं तो देश का कल्याण होता है जीव मात्र का कल्याण होता है साथियों पिछले एक महीने में देश ने अनेक सिद्धियां प्राप्त की है चाहे राष्ट्रीय हो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हो और अब तो अंतरिक्ष भी हो भारत के लिए गर्व के पल रहे हैं
President Draupadi Murmu and her Moldovan counterpart Maia Sandu today agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation across key sectors, including trade and investment, agriculture, healthcare, renewable energy, digital public infrastructure, artificial intelligence and innovation. Speaking after delegation-level talks in GC Now, President Murmu described her visit as historic, as it is the first ever state visit by an Indian president to Moldova. The Supreme Court has asked the Solicitor General to take instructions of if SIT can be set up to probe alleged embezzlement of donations at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. It also asked parties not to politicize Ram Temple donation row. The court also said that the Ram Temple donation row is a simple case of commission of crime and the court is just to ensure proper investigation. The Solicitor General told the court that SIT was constituted to probe allegations and now state police is investigating it. The Apex Court will hear the plea again on the 27th of this month when Uttar Pradesh government will apprise it about the SIT probe in the matter. Delhi police has dismissed reports that are currently circulating on various social media platforms claiming that protesters named Abhijit Deepke has been detained by the police. In a social media post, the police clarified that these allegations are entirely false. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today reviewed the situation following heavy rain, flash floods and landslides in several districts of the Union Territory. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has announced an ex gratia relief of 6 lakh rupees for the next of the kin of each person who lost their life in rain-related incidents in Rajouri and Poonch districts. IMD has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Uttarakhand today. The weather department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Andhra Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, North Interior Karnataka and other places. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a negative note today. Sensex declined 0.6% to close at 77,709, while Nifty settled at 24,239. And that is the end of this news bulletin.